Vector Energy is investigating after 2 hours of patchy power cuts hit Auckland's central business district and busy inner city suburbs this afternoon. Lifts stopped, traffic lights were out, and some businesses are out of pocket after the outages closed Britomart, knocked power out to construction sites, and affected parts of Parnell and Newmarket. Inside the Britomart train station, escalators froze, lights went out, and electronic notice boards went black. Rail services were temporarily diverted to Newmarket. Our reporter Katie Doyle has more.
It was lunchtime when the power went out in central Auckland, leaving business owners puzzled and traffic gridlocked. Jennifer Yeo from the retail store Icebreaker says at first she just thought the cut was for her building, but quickly realised it was for all of downtown.
At about 12:20 there was a big power cut. We just thought it was for our building, but we found out it was on Queen Street, as the whole of Queen Street. And it came on at 12:40 maybe, and then 10 minutes ago it just turned off again. So it's a bit on and off. We're not quite sure what's going to happen, but we'll see.
Construction worker Suraz Dunana was on the 27th floor of a building site in Custom Street when the power went out.
So we had to walk down to the stairs, 27th floor, and came down here, no traffic light, nothing working, everything was off. Yeah. And even the McDonald's is not working, we're hungry now.
A McDonald's manager, Manpreet Singh, says the power cut out during the busy lunch rush around 20 past 12.
Everything stopped, lifts, fans, power from in our building, our 40-storey building. So we've decided to evacuate. So we've come down to find that traffic lights were also off as well in a few of our neighbouring buildings. So we haven't been told what the story is.
Manpreet Singh says the restaurant lost out on sales during lunchtime. And over in Parnell, Leon at Wyvern Dairy says he was serving customers when his shop went dark.
So we just kept the fridge door closed and just run into the norm, sitting in the dark.
He managed to keep the shop running by doing cash sales and was pleased when the power was restored. Two doors over, Shah at Kebab King says the power cut didn't stop food getting to his customers.
So what we said is you take the food and if you want, pay later on or tomorrow. So that's how we try to run the business, but let's see.
He says while the lights are back on, he's still in the dark over what caused the outage.
What happened, like the accounts? We thought first, like, did we pay the accounts pay the electricity bill or what? And then we check, maybe there is some electricity fault, but we don't know, what happened.
Victor says it is investigating the cause of the cut, but declined to be interviewed today. For Checkpoint, this is Katie Doyle.
Also, one High Court hearing in Auckland had to be rescheduled to tomorrow due to today's power outages. All non-essential court staff there were sent home with court security, the site manager and only a skeleton staff remaining. Chief Executive of Heart of the City, Viv Beck, says the power outage caused regrettable impacts to lunchtime trading. As for the power company, as Katie said in her story, Vector has declined our request for an interview. Its chair, Dame Alison Patterson, also refused our invitation to speak on the program, saying the power outage to more than 10,000 customers this afternoon wasn't a big deal.